because by your cross you have redeemed the world.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the man, Son of Man, be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus called each one of us to follow him. Follow him in his way of loving the world. His love sacrificed himself for human being. So we too were invited to love in his way. Sometimes say pain, cross, suffering is negative, but on the other hand it's positive. The time we share this pain of humanity, we share the pain, we offer this pain for the world. Jesus did it, and he invited each one of us, "Come follow me." His way is way of love. Love until the point that he sacrificed himself for others, although we are not asked to be martyrs all the time. But we are asked to share our love for one another. When we say love means make yourself nothing, let the other listen without judgment, doing things without return. We just do what Jesus did. His love is always being the first one to love. His love is always unconditional. By the time we have learned, moment by moment, to love in this way, and that's the way of the cross. It's pain, but it's love. There's a mother, pain, but also love. When there's love, there's no pain. When it's pain, it's transformed into love. So let us be joyful on our daily life, that whatever happened to us, Jesus knows it. He would just want to share part of his suffering with us, so that we can be more one with him and more one with the world. And God come on earth to share this love. And so we thank the Lord that we are invited, we are called to follow him exactly like him. Whatever happened in our life, we say, "Thank you, Lord." We say, "Yes," to the will of God the Father.